Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Thank you for joining us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. The Bible says that God is love and there is no fear in love. When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God made you a part of His family. Now, you are a joint heir with Jesus and fully able to receive the love and blessing of your Heavenly Father every day. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to share a message with you to help you see that your place in God's family puts you far above all the fear in this world. Learn how to live fearlessly today as you discover the awesome truth that God loves you just as much as He does Jesus.
We're renewing our mind to this. We have been delivered from fear. We do not cope with fear. We do not put fear down. We do not train ourselves. Now, training is great. Don't misunderstand me. But it is not the end exercise. Revelation of love is the end exercise. Amen. And so, we attack fear. Fear cast out doesn't have to be coped with. It isn't there. The most peaceful thing in the world that we know in our surroundings is that when all of hell is just tearing up everything all around us, and it just doesn't have any effect on you. Amen. Dying for you and me is nothing but a change of clothes. Now, if you begin to meditate on the love of God, we have been delivered from the fear of death. So begin to meditate on it. Take some time to think about it. We've been delivered from the fear of death. Certainly we've been delivered from death, but we've been delivered from the fear of it. And the fear of death, as we've learned, is the master fear. Fear of death is, you remember what the definition of fear is? Faith in death. Faith in the laws of death. Faith. Confidence. Highly developed confidence in what Satan did in Adam in the Garden of Eden. Now turn with me to the 5th chapter of the book of Romans for a moment. Verse 17. For if by one man's offense, if by Adam's offense, death reigned, by one, by Adam, read those next two words aloud. Much more. Just more? Much more. They which receive. They which receive it. Who can receive it? Anybody that will. They which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. So now, say this out loud with me. Much more,
much more.
What God did,
what God did.
In Jesus,
in Jesus,
on the cross,
much more,
far greater,
than what Satan did
in Adam
in the Garden of Eden.
But if you talk to most people, you get the idea that that death is so much more powerful than grace. I'm talking about talking in church. I'm not talking about what the world thinks. I mean, how could they think anything else? Sin is what they do. But I'm talking about in the body of Christ. I'm talking about full gospel tongue talking, Bible toting believers. But yet at the same time, in their conversation, in their way of thinking, and in manner of life, God is hard to receive from. He's not hard to receive from at all. He's a whosoever will, I've done it all, paid it all, loving Father. Amen. But we've done that because of fear-based lifestyle. Now then, the fearless know the difference between being led by the Holy Spirit and being afraid to go or led not to go. Now, you're right there in Romans. Look over at the 8th chapter again. We read this already, but let's look at it again. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of love, they are the sons of love. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I have a father. I have a daddy. The Spirit himself, the Spirit of love himself, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of love, joint heirs with love. Hallelujah. Now, 1 John 4, once again, remember, says, he that feareth is not made perfected in love. He's not developed in love. There's your clue right there. Attack the fear, demand its departure. But don't just stop there. I mean, faith alone doesn't cast fear out. Love casteth out fear. Developed love casteth out fear. Yes, attack it. Yes, take the word to it. Yes, cast it out. But immediately begin to confess and believe and stand on the word. That same verse says, believe the love. We read that in 1 John 4:16 through... let's turn over there because we want to carry that into the area that God has assigned us tonight. We're going into an area of major revelation here. Amen. 1 John 4, we'll begin reading with the 16th verse. We have known and believed the love that love hath to us. Love is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God who is love, and God who is love in him. Herein is our love brought to perfection, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he, the Son of love, is, so are we in this world. God, who is love, is not going to love you more after you get to heaven than he does now. Amen. There is no fear in love. Perfected, matured love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. So anything that's torment did not come from God. Any thought that you have that's tormenting you, that's not a God thought. And you need to nail it right where it is. Get rid of it. He that fears is not perfected or matured in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, I love love, I love the one that loves and hates his brother, he's a liar. Now, Keith Moore, I'll tell you what, this afternoon what he brought to light on this is just magnificent. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Well, the same thing is true with his body. Now, remembering what Keith said there, let's continue here now. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God who is love whom he hath not seen? This commandment we have from him, that he who loves God, who is love, love his brother also. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the anointed is born of love. And everyone that loves the Father loves also the children of the Father. By this we know we love the children of love when we love God who is love and keep love's commandments. This is the love of God who is love. This is loving God who is love, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of love overcometh the world. My. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of love. Now, John 17. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of love. Whosoever confesses that he is the Christ, love dwelleth within him, and he in love, who is God. Now get in here and renew your mind with me as we go. We are talking about the Most High, Almighty Jehovah El Shaddai, El Elohim. Himself. Okay? And he is love. 17th chapter of John's Gospel. Let's begin reading with the 20th verse. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Well, now, either directly or indirectly, that's everybody in this room. That they all may be one, as or just the same as you, Father, are in me, and I, Father, in you. That they also may be one in us. Now that's not big them and little us. That's big them in us, making us big us and big them. Because we're joint heirs. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I'm just saying, I don't care what you just are. He's about to go to the cross, and that's the reason why he did it. Let me ask you something else. You think Jesus prayed in unbelief? Huh? If he did, he sinned. Well, then do you think he got his prayers answered? Yes. Then you need to start agreeing with him and believe it. There's some stuff in here that if you're a religious coward, you're never going to believe it. Look what Jesus said here now. Look at the 22nd verse. And the glory that you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Mature, fully developed in the love of the Son of Love. Hallelujah. But now it goes further than that. People say, oh, Brother Copeland, we could never touch the glory. You better receive the glory. Long as you're walking in fear, you won't be able to handle it. But when you're walking in love, you don't claim the thing. It is not your glory, it's his glory. But you can sure walk in it because it's been given to you. So receive it by faith. Amen. Fear-based religion would never stand for that. Verse 23, I and them, thou and me, they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou, love, God, has sent me, the Son of love, and has loved them as thou hast loved me. His love for you ain't no different than it is for Jesus. And he said, I want the world to see that you love them as much as you do me. We're back to, if you've seen us, you've seen Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. If you've seen the Father, you've seen Jesus. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen us. We're one. He's in us. We're in him. We're in them. They're in us. We're getting there now. Stay with me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. May I remind you what we read from a few moments ago? As he is, so are we in this world. You're just as much at the right hand of God who is love as he is. Why? You're in him, he's in you. You're joint heir. You don't sit on the left hand of God or under the chair. No, sir. We're getting there. They may behold my glory, verse 25. O righteous Father, the world hath not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared unto them your name and will declare it. I have declared unto them your name and will declare it, so that the love wherewith thou, God who is love, so that the love wherewith you, God, Almighty, El Shaddai, Elohim, Jehovah, the love wherewith you love me, it still says it. Now here's what it does not say. This is too strong. You can't hardly believe it in itself. The love wherewith you loved me, that you may love them with it. No, he already said that. That the love wherewith you, God, have loved me may be in them. If you have the same love in you, the love of God has been shed abroad in your heart by the Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit, shed abroad, not dipped, dripped, shed abroad in your spirit. Oh God, do I dare say that? I gotta say it. You're as much God on the inside as Jesus, and Jesus is as much God on the inside as God, and God is as much you on the inside as you are, and you're as much God on the inside as God is. You're not one second smaller. You're not one second less powerful. You are not one second less anything. Now, why Why has this not been expressed like it should have been? Because we have never taken that scripture right there and believed it by faith. We've wanted to walk in it by sight, but more than anything, we wanted to feel like it. We wanted to see something. Well, if that all that's God inside me, how come I hadn't been able to raise the dead? How come I hadn't been able to get any more people healed than I have? Because your faith is contaminated with fear and doubt and unbelief and unforgiveness and all the other junk that comes from fear. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by feeling. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. Say it out loud right now. I believe I receive. The very love. God himself. Inside me.
I believe what he said.
I rebuke the idea of fear and flesh. I receive the written word as my evidence. I receive it by faith. So I say it by faith. I do it by faith. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I think. I think what I demand to think. Not what I happen to think. I am a believer. God is in me. And I'm in him. Now you have to begin to walk in it by faith. Just take it one step at a time. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm not out trying to call attention to myself. I'm just out here to do what Jesus did and do what he said. I can do nothing of myself. But the Father within me, he does the work. Yet I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me.
Partnership to me, well, it's affected my life in so many ways. Just going back to, again, I wouldn't even be sitting here because of partnership and people that went ahead, many, many years ahead, and sowed into KCM and made product available for me in a time for free, in a time when I needed it. I can't, thank you is not enough. It's not enough to say that, I might get emotional. There's a little boy that wouldn't be here if it wouldn't have been for the partners of Kenneth Copeland Ministries sowing that, the finances to make the product available that truly planted a seed of faith in our family to be able to continue on when doctors in the world said it was impossible. But yeah, that's partnership to me. So I'm so excited that I now have an opportunity to make that available for other people to help strengthen their faith, help them grow so that they can live victoriously.
God is a perfect father. He's in covenant with you through the blood of Jesus to be your provider for every area of life. However, he needs you to reach out with your faith so you can receive all the good things he's prepared for you. But in order to have faith that receives from your heavenly father, you first have to know what he's promised you in his word. That's what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have committed their lives to do. Teach believers what belongs to them as children of God and how to build their faith with God's word so they can receive his blessing. For over 57 years, they have faithfully preached the absolute truth of God's word around the world. Now, we are expanding that message on every available voice as fast as we can. Those voices include the KCM website, TV broadcast, social media, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, KCM products, KCM meetings, and so much more. Partners and friends, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to know that you are preaching that message with us. Today is offering day, and as you give, remember that your faithfulness to sow into this ministry joins us together to fulfill the God-given mandate to teach the uncompromised message of faith around the world from the top to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. But there's more. Your partnership also gives us a point of contact so we can pray over you, and it gives you access to the same anointing that is on Kenneth and Gloria Copeland right now. Partners, we are thankful for your trust and faithfulness to support us in this ministry. We love you and we bless you. Before we go, I want to pray over your offering today. Father, you bless us going in and you bless us going out. You bless us as heirs according to the promise. And in the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of the harvest increase every sower more and more. I decree them blessed by the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Now, if you're not a partner, I want to invite you to consider joining our ministry family. To learn more about all the benefits of covenant partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org/partner. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Laird reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.